You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded higher as the index was up 60 points, or 0.25%, at 23,611, indicating a positive start for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Tuesday. Previously on Friday, the NSE Nifty 50 rose 66.70 points, or 0.29%, to settle at 23,465.60, while the BSE Sensex jumped 182 points, or 0.24%, to close at 76,993. The stocks to keep an eye on today are IIFL Finance, Zomato, Tata Elxsi, Havells India, Adani Enterprises, HAL and Airtel. Up next, the government is likely to announce India's adoption of Pillar 2 tax regime anchored by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in the coming budget, as part of the country's efforts to support and benefit from the global system combating tax avoidance. The Finance Bill 2024, passed after the interim budget presentation, will be amended after the tabling of the full budget in the second half of July to this effect, an official said. The Pillar 2 Globe rules, which provides for a global minimum tax for multinational enterprises, aims to deter profit shifting by ensuring that these firms maintain a minimum effective tax rate of 15% across all jurisdictions in which they operate. Moving on, the Coal Ministry will seek to reduce the import of the dry fuel to nil by FY26. To achieve the same, it will operationalize 20 new mines in the current fiscal year, including 12 with a total capacity of 58 million tons in the first 100 days of the new government. The government is confident of producing 1.08 billion tons of coal in the current financial year while reducing imports. In FY24, the country's coal sector companies cumulatively imported 265 million tons of coal, up from 245 million tons in FY23, as per official data. As part of the 100-day agenda, the ministry will also raise Coal India's renewable energy capacity to 1 gigawatt. In another development, with bilateral consultations with the EU earlier this month failing to break the logjam over extension of safeguard duties on its steel exports, India has reserved the right to retaliate in equal measure by imposing extra duties on imports from the 27-member bloc. The EU has extended the safeguard duties on steel imports, which were expiring this month, by another 2 years till 2026. This is the second extension of the safeguards that take the form of tariff rate quota and were first imposed in 2018. With the latest extension, the safeguard would have run for 8 years under WTO rules. Another safeguard measure for these product categories of steel could then not be put in place for another 8 years. Meanwhile, customers of mid-sized universal banks including RBL Bank, India Post Payments Bank, Punjab and Sind Bank, Bandhan Bank and Central Bank of India have seen higher Unified Payments Interface transaction failure rates in the past year, according to National Payments Corporation of India data. According to the data, on the remitter bank side, Baroda UP Grameen Bank has the highest technical default rate at 16% on an average between May 2023 and April 2024, followed by RBL Bank, Andhra Pragati Grameena Bank and IPPB at 5.3%, 4.9% and 4.47% respectively. On the beneficiary bank side, Baroda UP Grameen Bank again topped the list with 12% TD rate. Punjab and Sind Bank, Bandhan Bank, RBL Bank and IPPB featured in the top 10 list with TD rates. In other news, domestic microfinance lenders are increasingly borrowing overseas, capitalizing on easing liquidity, attractive long-term loan rates, and growing interest from global investors in India's microfinance sector. Last week, Kochi-based Muthoot Microfinance said its $25 million fundraise through external commercial borrowings with the green shoe option was oversubscribed to $38 million by a host of foreign investors. This follows an initial fundraise of $75 million in March. In total, the company raised $113 million in ECBs, closing the issue well before the June month-end due date. ECBs are funds borrowed by Indian entities from foreign sources, typically in the form of loans or debt instruments. These loans are subject to regulations set by RBI and are often used to access cheaper financing options and diversify funding sources. Lastly, the Union Budget, likely to be presented in the Lok Sabha in the second half of July, may announce a revamped interest subvention scheme for affordable urban housing. According to sources, the subvention could be 3-6% per annum on home loans up to Rs 50 lakh in urban areas, with a cost to the exchequer of roughly Rs 60,000 crore over 5 years. On June 10th, the first cabinet meeting of the Modi 3.0 approved assistance to construct 30 million additional houses, including under PMAY Urban and PMAY Rural. Sources said the carpet area under the reworked scheme will likely be much higher compared with the credit-linked subsidy scheme for the urban poor under PMAY-U. The CLSS scheme expired in March 2024. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.